Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 mandates. The Washington Post is reporting protests included road blockages, fireworks, driving on sidewalks, and constant horn honking by truckers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Two Republican lawmakers have been censured by their own party in a vote held in Salt Lake City, Utah, late last week.
The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. Reacting to what happened, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation said those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted. He also slammed the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates from across the rotunda. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Looking more like a game of two-hand touch, the NFL's Pro Bowl was held yesterday in Las Vegas, Nevada. The AFC beat the NFC 41-35. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin continues posturing against his Ukrainian neighbors, one lawmaker believes Putin sees President Biden and the Democrat-led Congress as weak. Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey on Newsmax.
Certainly the threat is real. Certainly there's a possibility. It's imminent. You know, you never know what's in Putin's mind, except one thing that we do know. He knows that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, and this majority Congress is weak. He knows that no sanctions have been put in place yet. Quite frankly, we should have moved quickly on severe sanctions and should have moved quickly and never allow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to flow, which makes Europe more dependent upon Russia. Frankly, we should have, you know, committed to actions in Afghanistan that made sense and created respect around the world. Other than that, they're actually disrespecting us because we commit to a terrible operation there. And we're committing our troops. What we're saying in legislation, which I obviously don't vote for, is that our troops and that our military should be concentrating on climate change and concentrating on getting vaxxed. We've really got to get down to the real issues. One word. strong.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, the good news is I believe more and more Americans are stopping, and as opposed to just taking for granted the long list of I don't know if you want to call it elites, the ruling class that have given us a narrative that, you know, ultimately is becoming unbelievable. It's just is become untrustworthy. I mean, things they've been telling us just are not so at every turn, time and again. Whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about crime, whether we're talking about the southern border, whether we're talking about what happened with China, Russia, I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, what can you, who can you trust? I mean, this is why, you know, Democrats are saying themselves that they're not leaving the party. The party's left them. I mean, there's only so much of this stuff that you can stand. I mean, I can appreciate that you can become ideologically fixed. And, you know, as, you know, Dr. Wilford Riley would say, you silo yourself. You're so siloed and you're partitioned. You might as well just hang around all the lunchrooms in the faculty lunchrooms and just share all these theories that you think are so wonderful in Kumbaya. But nobody there is actually, you know, what kind of world life experiences they really had. Are they speaking from true experiences? It's just pure theory. And I'm not against the theoretical. I this is why we have freedom of speech, is so that we can share our ideas and see, okay, what is embraceable? What is something that needs to be incorporated so that we can all be better off as a result? That's the opportunity. But right now, when speech has been shut down, I mean, we talk about the impact that it's had on our kids. I say what the impact this cancel culture has had in the last 5 years on the intelligence of our country. Man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of brain damage out there, and it's going to take some time, you know, for this to really get healed up. Blake Harden joins us now. Blake is the CEO of Housel Financial. It's a mortgage lending company in the Southeast. He's been a small business owner for more than two decades. And he's running for candidate, as a candidate, for Georgia's 6th Congressional District in 2022 this year. Blake Harden, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great being here. By the way, it's Harbin. With a
Harbin, not Harden, like the basketball player. Okay, well, thank you for correcting it. That's okay. Some incorrect information. So, Blake Harbin, we want to make sure you get it right. I mean, you're running for congressional district. Make sure people are, you know, marking the right name,
so
and
right,
we're not confused.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So, B Harbin with a B. Well, welcome. Good to have you with us. And speaking of Georgia. Boy, this one controversial picture of Stacey Abrams maskless in front of these young kids and the message that she's putting out as a Georgian, I got to imagine this is a bit disturbing, or maybe I'm thinking too much of this.
I don't think you are at all. I would call it infuriating. It says she can sit there and pose for her photo op. Our kids are all stuck back there with their masks on. And I mean, let's be quite frank, you know, as they say, follow the science. Well, one thing that we have seen over and over again is the kids don't need the mask. It doesn't affect them the same. It doesn't really seem to affect them at all. I mean, that's why children are made, what, up until almost like 20 years old, made out of rubber and magic, you know.
Right. Yeah, by the grace of God, they're designed with this incredible immune system. And, you know, there's no report. I mean, if there was, that there was a massive outbreak and a spreading event that happened in the schools because of these kids, I mean, the media would be nonstop, you know, beating the drum. But all they've been doing is just scaring people with all this fear, you know, which the acrostic false evidence appearing real, right? They've taken full advantage of that. And, you know, what are we doing? I mean, we're like a nation that, in a sense, is experiencing some PTSD here, Blake. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, right now, the key is if they can keep politicizing this virus, it's, and doing the fear mongering, this is how they're holding power. And, but at the same time, the rest, even down to the rest of the world, is starting to see, wait a minute. I mean, come on, we've got UK, the UK even removing their mandate.
Right.
Denmark going and just said, yeah, forget it. You know, we're just going to move forward. And I think that's what we need to get back to ourselves. But yeah, as long as they keep politicizing it and scaring the Jesus out of people,
yes,
then, you know, yeah, sure, it is an issue. But more and more people, their eyes are opening up. They're seeing this. And the American people, I think they're sick of it. And
yeah,
these guys keep doing what they're doing. It's just really, you know, you almost got to almost say, thank you for doing this, because you're really helping us create the red tidal wave.
Yes. Well, and beyond that, my prayer is, Blake, is that the American people would regain their power in areas that it belongs, you know, like running the family and the classrooms, this government, that they would speak forth and realize that, you know, the fact of the matter is absolute power corrupts. And this is what we've allowed to happen in our country. We've allowed absolute power to take over, and it has corrupted the agency of our government to such a degree that we just don't believe them anymore. You know, people don't want to even talk about it. I mean, I grew up in an era where they said, well, you don't talk, you know, politics and religion. Well, now even more so, I can understand, because people are brain bruised. They're worn out. You know, they don't know who to believe and how to believe. And all they know is that what they're experiencing right now is not very comfortable. It's not very peaceful. It's not very encouraging.
Well, you know, look at it this way. You know, I think the American people are waking up, you know, and I think the American people are trying to get back to, you know, the we the people. Because the power has always relied within the people. And if you just want to see, even if you just want to take it to a slight extreme and see an example of it, look at Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That guy's been far left forever, and he says, I'm a liberal. But you guys are like, have lost your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what happened. My old mentor used to say to me, he said, Bill, you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And this is exactly what's going on. That they don't even have the consideration to pause and say, hey, maybe we need to rethink this. Maybe, you know, maybe we've gone too far. We've jumped the shark here. But they don't care. And because this is what, and I know people probably, they kind of wrinkle every time you make a reference of a communist or Marxism, but this is what Marxists do. They're not about building up. They're about tearing down. You know, again, you got to realize that there is that agency that has come to cheat, kill, and destroy. And Marxists are part of that agency. And, I mean, because they'll tell you flat out up front. You know, you say, okay, what's your plan for building? Well, no, we're not talking about building. We're talking about, you know, destroying everything. And we saw what happened during the Summer of Love for those, what, 3-4 months, something like $4 billion worth of damage, lost jobs, attack on police stations, institutions, you know, traditional institutions in these cities and that. It was an absolute demonstration of what Marxism is and who the Marxists are. But, you know, here we are, and you wonder, you go, okay, why is the, not, she wasn't then, she was a senator, why was she collecting money to, you know, to bail these people out?
Right.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, it still amazes me how she was even chosen for a running mate, and they're doing too much of this, like, I don't know, identity politics. And we're not.
And we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk more about that too in terms of Justice Breyer's retirement and his replacement. Speaking of identity politics, stay with us. We've got more from Blake Harbin. Okay, Blake Harbin's with us, and I'm Bill Martinez, and we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Got you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Blake Harbin with us, a CEO of Housel Financial, mortgage lending company in the Southeast. He's been a small business owner for more than 2 decades and running as a candidate for Georgia's 6th Congressional District in 2022. Well, Blake, when Joe Biden announced that he was going to nominate a black female for the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, people were up in arms about it a bit. And I really felt sorry for whoever is that candidate, because it was like, it almost puts an asterisk on their name, you know, that you would say, okay, nobody else need apply. And here you got Joe Biden, who is trying to be anti-racist and so all-inclusive, which is amazing because he's got such a history of racism and hanging around racists. And in his in the process, to make it seem that he's not racist, he ends up doing the very thing that, you know, the exact opposite of what he's trying to present. He needs help, if that's possible.
Yes, I mean he definitely does. He definitely needs help. You know, in going back, obviously, what we were talking about, you know, the whole identity politics thing. I mean, it's like, isn't there an employment law and one that you? I mean, I know I couldn't just say, hey, I'm hiring this particular, you know, ethnic.
Exactly.
Person. You know, exactly. I couldn't do that. I'm waiting for the day he does it. I'll just say that.
Well, but the fact that he even said, you're exactly right. You couldn't get away with it, but the federal government can get away with this, and then somehow then afterwards make sure that that you follow laws that they instituted, even though they themselves are breaking it. And we can go down a long list of those laws, you know, including insider trading and what have you. But right now we're just focusing on this. But, you know, this is, affirmative action into practice at this level, and the person is like, okay, well, I won, but you know, I didn't compete against the universe. I just competed against other black women. And even then, it wasn't even black conservative women. It was only black, you know, liberal women that could check the box.
You know, the whole thing about the Democratic Party is they keep spouting anyways is that, you know, they want to, you know, end the injustices. And what they're putting out right now is not that, is the exact opposite. And they're completely eliminating, you know, just hundreds of potential qualified candidates. Because here's my thing. It's just like when I hire people in my own world, I don't care if they look like Shrek. If they can do the job and do it well, that's who I'm going to hire. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be based on merit, not identity politics. It's ridiculous that they would even do that. It goes against everything that America stands for. All these people that, including myself, that have come from nothing, built themselves up, lived that American dream, and earned their way, it completely just steps all over what America is.
Well, it sets us back for decades, doesn't it, Blake? I mean, this kind of action and decision, you know, and of all people. I mean, it's one thing, you know, for a small company to do it, but you're talking the President of the United States, the standard bearer of our nation doing this? Exactly. I mean, this is so dangerous on so many levels. And again, even unfair, I think of the person who may be, you know, selected, how she's going to feel. You know, that things like, you know, how people are going to look over their shoulder, you know, about her, you know. And, of course, maybe she can talk with Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh, because they're two other people that the left wanted to put asterisks on. But fortunately, their body of work has surpassed that. And certainly, you know, the other thing is the lies that came out about Brett Kavanaugh, you know, but, you know, the thing is that this candidate, whoever it will be, will not face the ire at the same level that Kavanaugh did by the Republicans. I mean, you know, when Barack Obama was nominating, you know, federal judges or Supreme Court justices, he said, look at, you know, he's the president, you know, and this is who he wants. And, you know, except if we can find, you know, something glaring that makes them unfit, you know, we kind of got to go along with it. And that's the way a lot of these Republicans did. And meanwhile, then they complain that the Supreme Court was off balance there for a while, and that they were getting certain certain decisions. Well, what do you expect? I mean, if you bring people in that do not believe in the Constitution, for example, and they say that it's elastic, what do you think? What do you think their determination is going to be, Blake?
This just speaks so much to the whole reason of, quote unquote, drain the swamp. And because when you, and this is on both sides, all of these old establishment, legacy people, that's not what that's not what our founding fathers ever thought. And it's not what our government and our country was designed for. It goes against, our very way of life. So, and that's why, it's kind of like the whole two-year term. You were supposed to go up there, for the House of Representatives, you were supposed to go up there and get back to your farm or whatever your livelihood was, back in the day. And it was never designed for this. But this is what you just described is the epitome of why it has to change. And at the same token, I think Americans are waking up where they're seeing the outsiders like me that come back and lead into this particular arena. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see, that red tidal wave come through. And we're all going to be full of a bunch of, piss and vinegar, for lack of a better term.
Hopefully you get the support necessary to sustain that, because this is not going to be a one and done deal. I mean, this has been a long, like you said, the deep state is deep for a reason, and it's much more layered, I believe, than people realize. And I think that even Donald Trump realized. He thought, well, if I just expose them, that's it. They don't care. I mean, they don't care about being exposed. They've got more money to cover them, regardless if it's a Democrat or it's a Republican in charge. Hey, they'll just, they'll move with the waves. They'll survive. That's what they do. And so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's almost kind of proving the fact of what, if you recall, one of President Trump's things that he always used to say, he's like, they're not actually coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just in the way. And I mean, we're living that now. We saw he was in the way.
Exactly.
Thank you for being in the way. Thank you for holding, holding and taking that stand. But unfortunately now, he's out of office, and now you're right. That whole regime is just, on a huge power grab. But the one beautiful part about it is come 2022, we're going to take enough seats back, and I do believe that, and we're putting up those right candidates, those outsiders, and I think that's when you come in that way, and there's enough of us, we're going to start getting things done. We're not going to give them
exactly
a choice.
Well, Blake. And that's the opportunity you have, is in terms of getting things done, is you got to be able to document and articulate, what Newt Gingrich did with the contract with America. There's nothing wrong with having another contract with America, with this new guard coming in and saying, hey, this is what we're going to accomplish, because we got to keep our eye on the ball. I'm concerned in one part, and I heard this said last night, is that the Republicans are eager to take over just so that they can go and raise havoc in hell and give the Democrats a bit of their own medicine. I'm saying, don't waste your time. You're not going to convict anybody. Keep your eye on the ball. Go do work, on behalf of the people. And getting caught up in all these other investigations and everything that go nowhere. What a waste of time and people's money. Go on and do something good, in my humble opinion.
I completely agree. We're going to go in there. Yes, we're going to punch back when we're punched, but we're there to get a job done. I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Well, Blake, we got to leave it there. Look forward to continue the conversation with you. Okay. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Blake,
here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 mandates. The Washington Post is reporting protests included road blockages, fireworks, driving on sidewalks, and constant horn honking by truckers. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be talking with Scott Powell. Interesting new book. And really, at a time that's very appropriate, you know, for us to reconsider and rediscover our past to save the future. And this is Rediscovering America. Okay. And we rediscover because, it's been discovered before. That's what rediscover means. And so somewhere along the way, we've lost our way. And you've heard me say this before. This is what good leadership does in companies and institutions, is that when they lose their way, leadership has a way to get the attention of the folks and say, look at the results. Look at what is happening, what we're producing. We're producing, the not so favorable fruit that we were producing before, whether it has to do with money, support of people who are associated with the institution and the workplace who are benefiting from it, where it's all vibrant. You know, what happened? You know, when did we make a wrong turn? Well, Scott Powell is with us now. He is the author, has been a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, it's wonderful to be here. You've got a great program.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Well, we're committed, Scott, you know, to have people like yourselves, you know, noted, educated, intellectual people who bring, you know, valid input into the conversation right now that is so necessary, especially in our country, that has been dealing in the last decade, especially with this cancel culture, where we've allowed people to silo us and in the process dumb us down and really, compromise our educated perspective.
Well, let me address what you said earlier and address this very issue by reminding your audience that in the history of mankind, there were certainly nations of cultural achievement, virtue, efflorescence, you know, such as Athens at the time of Pericles, Florence under the Medici's, England at the time of Elizabeth and Shakespeare. But none of these nations was founded the way America was. The United States is the only country in the entire history of mankind that was specifically founded on ideas and principles rather than royal blood lineage, language, common culture, geography, or the spoils of war and conquest. And the founding ideas of America, that all people are created equal in value and that they have unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, those ideas are as powerful today and as true today as they ever were. And it's time that the American people wake up to this great gift that they have and push back against this corrupt government that is violating our rights, violating our Constitution. Last time I looked, I could see that 9 out of the 10 amendments, First Amendments, the Bill of Rights, were being violated.
Yes. Well, now, Scott, let's touch on, you know, what you just said. I mean, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, these are God-given rights.
They are.
These came from God himself. So if you're not tapped into God, even though, I don't know, you still probably, depending on what survey and polling you're looking at, anywhere between 65-85% of America still believes in God. Well, it's, you know, like the Bible says, Even the devils believe in God. But what are you doing with that belief? I mean, when the country started, they believed in God in such a way that he was their source. And they looked to God for this idea and they prayed to God. God gave it to them, honored it, and has honored us through the years. Here we are, you know, combined when you go back to the pilgrims, 300-400 years later.
Yes, 400 years. You know, we just celebrated the 400th anniversary
of
Thanksgiving
exactly.
Just last November.
So 400 years, and so, you know, going back to what I said earlier, we've made a wrong turn along the way. Somehow we've gotten capricious with this idea of who God is and how he needs to be honored, and he was very clear. Even with the children of Israel, said, look, if you do it my way, it'll go well for you. You do it your way, good luck. I mean, you'll have chaos. All the very things that we are experiencing right now in America are the things that he said would happen then and would happen now. And still, people need to connect the dots that life, liberty, pursuit of happiness is connected with God. You turn your back on God, then you lose that blessing.
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, people don't realize that all these virtues we've just talked about, life and liberty and equality, those all came from the Protestant Reformation, and we are the first nation truly born out of those ideas of the Protestant Reformation. You know, it was Martin Luther who, he didn't say it, but the people around him recognized that he was preaching a priesthood of all believers, that all mm-hmm. believers have access to God through Christ. Mm-hmm. They can pray directly.
Right.
You know, in the Catholic era, of course, people had to go through the hierarchy of the church.
Exactly.
That was a revolutionary idea. And the notion of life and liberty, I mean, John Knox in Scotland even went so far as to say when the king is unrighteous, when the king commits crime, the people have the right to not only depose him, but even to hang him. I wouldn't recommend that, but I think that We the people have the ability to change our country, and the first focus should be to preserve our freedom, reclaim our government. We have to really get serious about restoring electoral integrity, because if we have free elections this November, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that there's going to be a huge change in our government, an overdue change.
Right.
So it's really Paul Revere time now. We're
it
all
really
Paul
is.
Revere.
Yeah.
All of your listeners can talk to a few friends. So if you're energized and motivated, pass that on to people you know and make sure that they get engaged.
Well, and we have to do the upfront work to ensure a free and fair election. This is what happened in 2020. The Democrats, I'll say the Democrats, you could say there were some complicit Republicans as well, for whatever reason, COVID, an expected outcome, a power, control and power, which Lindsey Graham warned about, that they were lusting over. All those things are all part and parcel and reasons for why they wanted 2020 to come out the way they did. And we need to be aware of what they had done, what they've done, and at a local level, do what we can to protect it, because federally, it's not happening, Scott. They're not concerned. You know, they're not interested in having any kind of hearings or investigations into what happened in 2020 that has people scratching their heads that are going, wait a minute, this is wrong. This just doesn't make sense. And we're having to live with this. And as if that's not enough, we're having to live with a leader that is compromised on so many levels, and we don't even want to investigate or even talk that. And now the polling, I don't know if you saw this, the latest polling now, 60% want Joe Biden to take a cognitive test and to publish it.
Yes.
That's how bad this is.
That's how bad it is. In other words, we have reaped what we've sown. So all these people
yes.
that wanted to give a pass and didn't want to face up to electoral fraud now, look at the result. We have an illegitimate government. We are in the state right now, the same kind of state that a banana republic is in. The insurrection didn't happen on January 6th. It happened on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exact, and that was a true insurrection. An insurrection. They're claiming that was an insurrection. It's laughable, but it's the narrative that has been supported by all those that got the expected outcome that they wanted. You know, like the president of Google in tears in 2016 when Donald Trump was elected, told his staff that this would never happen again. There would be no way that they would do it. And Nancy Pelosi, going into September, a couple of months before the election, said and predicted very confidently that Joe Biden would become the next president of the United States. So much more to understand and appreciate, but I think the people are finding it out. We've got more from Scott Powell on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Just to give you an idea of how appropriate this song is, Scott and I were just talking off air about this, about having hope. And we can have this hope because even as your book suggests in Rediscovering America, and I said this in the opening, is that you can't be rediscovered if you weren't discovered to begin with, right?
Absolutely.
And it's that is so cool that we have that built-in capacity for freedom that I believe the Marxists and communists and these antithetical forces are underestimating. And what buttresses all this is the very hand of God, as we talked about earlier. Scott, explain to our audience, Rediscovering America, how this came about.
Well, I came of age after the Vietnam War, and I was critical of America, as most of the people around me were at that time. I had the war was coming to an end. I had a high draft lottery number. I decided to drop out of college. I just wanted to see the world. So I dropped out. I worked. I saved my money, and I began a trip around the world, backpacking around the world, as you will. And I traveled across North Africa, the Middle East. In those days, Islam had not been radicalized, so I traveled through Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, all the way to India. And what I saw, what I experienced was that these societies were far more dysfunctional than the country that I had left. And the governments, to the extent I interacted with them, were just as dysfunctional. And it prompted me to reflect about where I'd come from. I had been born and raised in a Christian family, and I carried a Bible with me. I was interested in Eastern philosophy. Maybe there was greater enlightenment there. I even went to an ashram for a month and was exposed to it. Nothing comes close to the truth in the Bible. The teachings in the Bible just blow every other religion away. Many fold times. I mean, 100,000 fold. But in any case, I was a business guy, and then in my middle age, I decided that I wanted to get back into writing. I'd earned a PhD in economics, And I was supposed to write on economic issues at the Discovery Institute, which I did. But I found that editors across the country, and I published in just a myriad of newspapers around the country, they had a real interest in holidays. So I started in writing about the holidays, and I got into the stories behind the holidays. And then I had so I wrote one or two holiday articles every year for, you know, 3 or 4 years, and pretty soon I had written on all the holidays. And I had readers that said, you know, you've got to write a book. You know, I learned so much about our history that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm not sure. I put it off. And then after Thanksgiving of 2019, I had a calling. I was called to write this book. You've got to write this book, Scott. Now, I had no idea what we were in for, but I answered that call. I dropped all my income-producing work, and I began January of 2020 on this book project. And right from the beginning, really, God took charge of this in an amazing way, you know, to do justice to history. And I'm not a super historian. I've always been engaged in history. But I was just led to all these key passages as I wrote on each holiday. I learned even more new things. And then God wove it all together in such a way that it's like no other history book ever written. And I worked very hard to keep it short because history tends to be boring. It's very linear. It's, you know, who, what, when, where. And what I wanted to focus on was the whys of the key transitional periods in our history, the great times, you know, from our discovery, that's Columbus Day. And by the way, Columbus was an amazing evangelist, an amazing Christian man. He's been badmouthed like all the others. But the Pilgrims, unique settlement, driven by a spiritual quest only. The Puritans who came after them had, you know, they had more economic interest in coming to the New World. But then the founding of the country is absolutely amazing and profound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how did we get independence from Great Britain? I mean, Great Britain was the greatest military power in the world. We had 13 colonies who didn't talk to each other. They were disparate. They were weak. They had no army. Well, you know, God provided for a great awakening before the Revolutionary War. It started at about 1730, 1740. And George Whitefield was one of the key leaders of that great awakening. And he traveled to every single colony 7 times. It's believed that he preached to 10 million people. Now, that would be almost the whole population of the colonies. Mm. And Sam Adams would later say, John Adams would say as well, that it was the Great Awakening that prepared America to defeat the British. Now, that's all spiritual, because we didn't have the firepower to defeat the British. Right. But we had the will, we had the courage, the persistence, the resilience to bounce back from defeat. Washington got defeated far more times than he won. And he was out of money at the very end. No money left. No, he couldn't. He met up with Rochambeau, and they thought, well, we can defeat the British in Yorktown because that's a peninsula. We can send in Rochambeau was French. We could send in the French navy, and we'll attack from the land, and we can defeat him. Washington said, I have no money. He went to the Continental Congress. No money was available.
Yeah.
Well, God prepared for that, raised up a Jewish financier named Chaim Solomon. History books never talked about him. But he financed a great deal of the Revolutionary War, but particularly that final march to Yorktown was fully financed by Chaim Solomon.
Mm.
And Washington knew about him. When he heard there was no money left, he said, call for Chaim. Let's see what he can do. Within 3 or 4 days, he raised enough money for the ammunition, for the march, for everything they needed. And we know the story. They won at Yorktown, and the British gave up. But we won not because of that one battle, but because we wore them down through our persistence. And the courage of Washington was just absolutely amazing. It was infectious. I mean, in his battle in Princeton, New Jersey, he was leading out front, bullets whizzing by him. He had the local people so inspired that they joined in. They joined in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he, we're so blessed to have these great people, and you know, we had people that came after Washington, of course, but all of them shared similar qualities, and one of those key qualities was faith and reliance on God, and that's what we need now to win this battle.
And like you say, the history is so important. I mean, this has been written about, you know, in other books previously said the way you capture a culture is you capture their history, because he who has control of the present can control the past and hence be able to control the future. This is the history, like it's almost as strong as our Second Amendment right to protect ourselves. And here we are allowing people, these Marxists, to come in and tear down statues and, you know, without any debate, to have a discussion about our rich history, because this is what connects us to the past and why it's so important, right?
Well, we are in a, if the Third World War was the Cold War, we're in the Fourth World War, and our enemies think that they've got the ball on the 3-yard line and they're going to get it over the goal line. And so all the craziness that you see going on, all of it is because they're confident that they can win this battle. And I'm here to tell you that they will not win this battle, that we'll win the battle. Because we have God on our side, but we've got to call on God, and we've got to marshal our resources. When you're talking about pushback, think of those moms in Virginia who are pushing back against the school board.
Exactly.
That has to happen everywhere in the United States.
We got truckers in Canada pushing back, giving us an example of what that looks like, right?
Absolutely. Yes. There's reason for great hope. I mean, it's incredible. And then we've heard CNN just fell last week. CNN is now taken over by John Malone, a funder of Donald Trump. CNN is going to be a new network.
Yes, exactly. Look what happened in New York with a governor and his brother. Speaking of CNN, these institutions are starting to topple. And because they cannot withstand the truth and the foundations of God. This is why, Scott, it's so important, and this is the second time it's come up today and appropriate to do so, is that we remind people God's prescription in Article 7, in Chronicles 7:13 still stands.
It does.
And it starts with this.
Let me tell you, your listeners, how they can get the book. Just Google my name, Scott S. Powell, Rediscovering America. I think the first entry will be the Amazon listing. You can go right in and order the book. And let me tell you, you can help the success of this by ordering a book, maybe books as gifts, because for every pre-sale, we're in a pre-sale period. The book won't be released till March 8th, but for every pre-sale order, 5 or 6 books are printed, and now we're going to be printing the second edition. And I think the book is going to sell out.
Good.
It's now ranked number one in new releases on Amazon in the history genre. And this is phenomenal. The book's not even out yet. So buy the book, share
great.
It, and let's go on.
Well, congratulations, Scott.
Let's go on to victory.
And look forward to having you back. You got it. Rediscovering America, Scott Powell. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime.